episode of Impact School. Today I am joined with a very good friend who would be proud to say that he has definitely been a entrepreneur himself. Yeah. And so we're going to be diving deep into that today. We're going to be talking about what entrepreneurship is, how to identify if you are one, and what's a better option for you to do instead. So this is going to be a really actionable conversation today. And if you are someone who wants to start an online coaching business, remember that I have a free online workshop for you that you can get at newonlinecoach.com/workshop, and you can go ahead and watch that, and it's gonna help you avoid the three most common mistakes that people make when they're first starting out with their online business. Okay, so we are gonna be covering those in this episode, but today it's all about entrepreneurship. Thomas Pabani.
Yeah.
Tell us about your history with entrepreneurship.
Oh God, where to start? So I kind of caught the bug for entrepreneurship, I suppose you could say.
Why did you catch the bug?
I think it was a lot of your kind of typical things that you hear about people starting or wanting to start a business. You don't like to follow direction, that's what you hear. You want to make something for yourself. And I was very money driven. Driven by sort of the wrong things, I suppose you could say.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what I wanted to do. I had no idea. It was just, I want to start a business. That's as deep as the thought ever got, to be honest.
Interesting. So hang on, because let's backtrack a bit. This is when you were 16.
Yeah.
Before you ever knew me.
Yeah.
Because we're obviously such good friends and you've seen me build my own business and stuff. But this was like a few years prior to that. Mm-hmm. So where were you seeing all these entrepreneurs?
Honestly, online, social media. I mean, you used to be in the fitness space and I'm still very much interested in that kind of thing. So looking at YouTubers who are opening gyms and starting clothing lines and supplement companies and stuff, that's where I really wanted to go. I was very deeply entrenched within that sort of community.
Right.
And I knew I wanted to go down that path, but I still had no specific idea of what I wanted to do or where I wanted to take it. It was, look, they're making money. You see what they're doing. It's like they're living a life, they're creating a great product, they're getting people to follow them, all this kind of stuff. Mm. They've got this freedom. And that's all I really craved. I just had no idea where to go with it, but I knew I wanted it.
It's so funny that you say that, because I was the exact same.
Yeah.
Right? I saw their lifestyle. And it's just funny because I recently just hired a coach for my company and they're teaching me and my team members how to run YouTube ads.
Right.
So I was recording some YouTube ads just a couple weeks ago. And in one of my YouTube ads, I literally say how I used to see all these YouTubers and I wanted to be just like them.
Yeah.
Right? But I saw the end goal, and what I wasn't realizing was that they weren't just YouTubers, they also had online coaching businesses.
Absolutely.
Right? And so then that was the whole point of the ad, because then I was saying, go watch this workshop that I sort of said about at the beginning.
Yeah.
And so it's just crazy because, yeah, you see them open this gym, but you, it's like that, have you seen on Instagram? Everyone listening has probably seen this. It's, they put it on like entrepreneurship hustle pages where it's like the iceberg.
Yeah,
right? And you see everything above the water.
It is.
But you don't know that the majority of it is happening down below.
I mean, I'm sure some of your followers know about Christian Guzman.
Mm, obviously,
of course they know about him, but you see everything that he did, but he wasn't just a YouTuber, he had an online coaching business and a really successful one.
To fund everything that he wanted to do.
Exactly. And he put so much pride in that and effort in that and things. And I never really, the naivety, I suppose, cost me, which I think naivety and entrepreneurship are two things that just, they work so well together. I say well, but
they go hand in hand.
Yeah. Naivety. And I just was, I mean, partly was it my age? Possibly, but more it was just a lack of understanding of what really goes into creating any sort of business, whether it's an online one or a front-facing product or anything like that. And entrepreneurship is an absolute curse, like we say, because you just bounce from one thing to another without any clear vision or goal.
I did an entire episode on that. Cool. It's like shiny object syndrome, right? You see the new thing, the new idea, the new way of doing things, and you jump to it because you're like, yes, I can do this. Yes, I can do that. But obviously now, right, we're gonna go in deeper on how people can identify if they are a entrepreneur or a real entrepreneur in a bit. Yeah. But I really just wanna go back to you and your story.
Okay.
Right? So you obviously would see these YouTubers, you wanted to be like them, and then you bounced from idea to idea. I never really had any follow through. I know I sat you down
and spoke to you
about this many times. Yeah, I just remember like a few conversations we had and I don't think even necessarily you were realizing that you were being very surface level with everything you were doing.
Absolutely not.
So do you want to talk about that and just explain the few things that you were thinking about pursuing?
So clothing businesses, supplement companies, online Facebook ad businesses, all that kind of thing. And it was very much, again, this is the new thing. This is what everyone's doing. I thought, I can do that. Mm. I'm very much kind of like, if I put my mindset to anything, I can achieve it.
Yeah, like everyone listening to
this.
Yeah,
absolutely. You can do anything you want to. 100%. It's just I don't think I ever really wanted to.
You didn't want to do the thing, but you wanted to be the entrepreneur.
Exactly. I wanted the outcome, but I wasn't interested in the process of getting there.
Interesting. Okay, so this is where I am intrigued to like dive in a bit deeper in that. Okay, mm-hmm. So you wanted the outcome, but what made you not interested in the process? And I guess this is sort of touching on how to identify if listening right now, someone is that entrepreneur, right? What parts of it weren't you enjoying?
I don't think I was pursuing something that was meaningful enough, if that makes sense.
So let's talk about that.
So I never really have had a passion for things like a fashion business. I've never had any real interest in fashion or clothing or seeing people wear my clothes. I knew nothing about it, which is fine because you can go and learn, absolutely. But I wasn't willing to put the effort in to learn.
Yeah.
And I think a lot about entrepreneurship, which you'll talk about in another podcast, I know,
I'm going to talk about the truth about entrepreneurship.
Exactly, but it's the sacrifice. Mm. And I think real entrepreneurs are willing to sacrifice in pursuit of a goal.
Right, oh, hell yeah.
And I just wasn't. I just wasn't for so long. I just was not willing to compromise any aspect of my life. And I was at university as well for a lot of it, and I was just more interested in being a stereotypical teenager, young adolescent person.
Mm, right, so you wanted to go to the gym, you wanted to party.
Absolutely.
You wanted to be with girls, you wanted to... Maybe another thing is like people get afraid to put the time in to
100%
and the money.
Yeah, and the money, because it's risky. It's risky business. Like, I mean, it doesn't have to be, but for the most part it is. And I just wasn't willing to take those risks. And there are some traits that entrepreneurs share. They tend to be risk takers. They tend to be somewhat extroverted, I guess.
It depends like what stage you're at, I think, as well.
Yeah.
It's like, I think there's this whole case of like ambivert.
Yeah, right? Okay,
so that's sort of a mix between an introvert and an extrovert, and I'm definitely one of them.
Yes.
Right? It's more, I think that when it comes to entrepreneurship, it's like you tell someone what you do and you're so proud about it because you are so passionate about it.
Yeah.
Whereas like when you're a entrepreneur, personally, I believe that you're like, oh yeah, like I kind of do this thing a little bit. Or you don't even say what you really do. You in this situation, right? Someone comes to you now and says to you, what do you do, right? Mm-hmm. You don't say, if you were still feeling like a entrepreneur, you would still be saying, I'm a university student.
Yeah.
Whereas now you're like, I'm starting a new beverage company.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're excited about it.
Absolutely.
And because you have meaning behind it. And I think that's a big...
It's like the accountability complex, isn't it?
It's that, yeah. But I just also think it's like, you're proud.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're proud about it. So like when someone asks me, what do you do? I'm like, I help people start and scale killer online coaching companies.
Yeah.
Because I know that we're so good at what we do, right? Whereas like in the past, if I was, you know what, a prime example is like at uni, when we were in first year, people would always say to me like, oh, what do you do? Right? And I would be like, oh, I make some YouTube videos.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah.
I would never be like, I'm an online coach and I have like thousands of people around the world. Like with my ebooks and stuff.
Yeah.
I would never be like that.
I guess it's like you kind of waver between the type
it's insecurity.
Of person you are. Yeah. I mean, absolutely. That's what it was. I'd be like, okay, I kind of want to make money and be an entrepreneur, but I'm not really one, so I'm not going to like put it out there. Because then you shoot yourself in the foot when you don't do it.
Right.
And that's what I did countless times. And you just, you know, what do you call like pitter around kind of
pussy
stuff.
Pussy flitting. That's
exactly.
What they call it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just around different ideas and things and never follow through.
Right.
And it's very much like you want people to see, this is another thing, partly through insecurity. You want people to see that you're doing something.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's trying to do something. Like, okay, but you never actually do it. And it was kind of this signal thing to be like, okay, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm doing this, I'm doing that.
Status.
Yeah. But I'm never really doing anything. And I think entrepreneurship, it's about being wanting to be an entrepreneur for the wrong reasons. Like, why do you actually want to do it? Do you want to do it so you can be like you and impact people's lives in such a positive way and do something that's incredible? Or are you doing it because you want people to think you're doing something?
Yeah, because we were talking about this yesterday, like people who just like post on Instagram, like literally posing, right? Yeah. When really they're having a terrible time in their life. Or or another example is like people who I found this crazy when I heard about it. So there is a company, right, where I don't know where it is, I need to find out because it's hilarious, but it's just like a private jet parked,
yeah,
and you can, it comes like when you rent it with a photographer.
I know, it's crazy to make you look like you're living that lifestyle.
Exactly. And so like that's obviously a great example of like entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
You know, people just like flexing for the gram.
Mm-hmm.
Literally. And I think truly like when you are a real entrepreneur, like, I don't know. I mean, I understand in some situations where
it lights a fire inside of you.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But like for me, I'm not pursuing this just for that type of thing.
Yeah.
Because if I wanted that type of thing, I would just marry someone rich.
Exactly.
Like, and exactly. That would all I'd be doing. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's, there are other ways to get rich, right?
Of course there
if
are.
If you're just doing entrepreneurship to get rich, it is the most stupid thing you've ever done.
You're wasting your time.
Literally.
Absolutely.
But I get it at the beginning though, because you were motivated by money, right? 100%. But now you're pursuing something more meaningful. I was motivated by money as well. When I first started, I wanted to make money, but that's because when you first start out, that's like the it's like fitness, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you get into the gym first time, you get into training, you wanna, typically most people either wanna lose weight or get big.
Yeah.
Or get fit.
Yeah.
Right? But really, like, that's your sort of reason why you get started. It's not the reason why you keep going.
Yes.
Because if you want to keep going just because you wanna lose weight, you're gonna die, right?
Yeah, of course.
Like if you, exactly. And or you're just gonna have terrible mental health conditions, right? That's what I used to help people with when I was a fitness coach. It's like with when it comes to getting into entrepreneurship and building your own business, if you want to make money at the beginning, fine. I still want to make money now. Like, I love making money. But at the same time, it's not the only reason I do it.
Yeah, it's like, don't pursue something that's expedient because it's not.
Okay,
like,
you're going to have to explain what that word is. So I don't even know what that means.
So expediency is like almost like expiring. So like if you try and pursue money, it's like, hey, well, at what point does money become like not meaningful?
Well, yeah.
So like,
do you
get to a number and it's like, okay, I'm done now.
So
it's not
true.
Like that. I was like, okay, I'll make a couple of million and then I'll be fine. It's like, no, that doesn't happen.
It's levels.
And you probably start out like that. You get to that period and like, do you know what? It's not the money, like money's important. Let's not beat around the bush. Like, we're not afraid to talk about it ever.
Yeah, we always talk about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not something that we beat around the bush at, but it's like, I don't think any real entrepreneur or success has been like, okay, I've got this amount of money now, I can stop. Like they just,
it's in your soul.
It's in your soul. It's like, okay, the business is way more important than the
money. It's like you hear about people who own their own businesses who retire and then they just become angel investors or they start a new company.
Because they can't
not.
They can't
not. Or they become writers or they do something.
Yeah.
Because like, I'm genuinely, I can't even imagine just having nothing to do.
Exactly.
I would hate that. Oh my God, I would literally hate it. And so, I was just like thinking about this topic and when it comes to sort of being motivated by money, I think like we were saying, you know, a entrepreneur thinks that is the be all end all.
Absolutely.
But there's way more to it.
Oh, so much more.
So it's like we were talking about before. So obviously tell them a bit more about what you're pursuing now.
So currently I am in the process of starting a soft drinks business. It's a lightly carbonated iced tea with botanical flavours. And it all started from kind of a hangover, personally, the idea. And it's something that I've kind of like pittered around for a while. Like had in
my head. Why were you pittering around?
Because I had imposter syndrome. I didn't think I could do it. And then I started doing it and it stuck. And then I was like, fuck. Can I swear?
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, I can, like, this is something that's lighting the fire inside of me, like, it's keeping me up at night. It's like giving me the ideas. I'm really going for it. I'm making something of it. I'm pushing forward.
So it felt
like
different
that.
To before?
It felt so different to before because it was because it's something I care about.
Why do you care about it?
Because it can impact
other people's lives. Tell us your story.
So, for me, drinking culture is a huge part of young life, right? Yeah. As you'd agree, university, you go out and drink.
Old as well.
And one of the things that I hate is that I don't really drink that much. And when I do opt to opt against drinking,
alcohol.
There are so few options on the market that are low calorie, coming from a background of fitness and things like that.
And the world is becoming
way more aware.
Hell yeah.
More health conscious and stuff. I'm just like bored of Diet Coke.
Yeah, I feel that.
Like bored of Diet Pepsi. Like there's just no other options
out
there. And
the fizzy drinks that I always buy for like 50p in Sainsbury's, they taste very artificial.
Yeah, so artificial, so boring. And a lot of the whole drinking thing is like the experience. You see those these places like The Botanist and The Alchemist and all these really cool cocktail bars where everyone's filming it, and like everything is posted online now. Like you're sharing your experiences. You know, one of the things that Gen Z asks and like what they're interested in, they're more interested in experiences than having things. They're less materialistic. It's about what they can do.
100%.
And it's like, well, why don't we just deliver them a great experience that tastes amazing, that is equally good as a mixer? Like vodka in this stuff like tastes amazing, but on its own it's great, and it's just like I love it. Something that I would drink all the time, and I just wanted to share that with other people.
Yeah,
I think it needs to be done.
Like exactly,
there's a need for me to do it.
100%. Well, it's interesting because when it comes to selling things, right? The things that sell in life are something that will help your health, something that will help your wealth, or something that will help your relationship. So you can have one or you can have two or three, right?
Yeah.
Yours falls into, it's perfect because it falls into health and relationships.
Absolutely.
Because the outcome of your product is you're going to help people, obviously, you know, trim down on the cows. And obviously it's a healthy product. Well, depending on your definition of health. But to me, you know, I would way rather have a bit of aspartame in my body. If you're going to use that, I don't know yet. But
stevia.
Yeah, 100%, exactly. So you're going for that health option.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, it's obviously relationships because you're bringing people together.
Yeah, it's like the social aspect is huge because I'm very much like, okay, spending time with people is so important. Like, like-minded people, blah, blah, blah. That's a whole another kind of thing.
But what else is important on this topic, just quickly, is like what we're talking about right now is key, because rather than being a entrepreneur pursuing things for the wrong reasons, you're pursuing this because of a greater impact.
Oh, 100%.
Okay, so I think that's what we need the listeners to take away from here, is like you are doing this because you care about the outcome, but also the day-to-day of it, right? You care what the end user is going to feel when they purchase your product.
I think if you're customer-focused, like customer-centric, that's so important.
Everything.
It's everything. Like, I mean, they're the ones buying your product.
Exactly.
Like, keep them happy. Like, keep them invested.
Yeah.
You know, it's so important. And that's all I'm thinking about. Like, I'm literally, it's like this imagery thing. I'm picturing people holding the drink in their hands, having a good time, like literally using it. And and with the previous business, I couldn't do that. I couldn't picture it.
Yeah.
Whereas you can, like with your business, you're saying like, this is going to make an impact in someone's life.
Yeah.
This is what they can achieve from
100%.
That. And it's like, I want the end consumer to love it. I want them to be a part of it. I want them to be part of this community. I've spoken a lot about you, about this whole community I want to create.
Yeah.
And having like your tribe, I guess as you call it, so 100%. Important.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, because I think it's like when you're marketing and when everything that you're doing is centered on the end user, aka the customer, the client, then you're going to take the right actions.
Yeah.
Because you care about their result. Like, it's like you are pursuing how their life will look after you.
Yeah.
So like for me though, I don't even necessarily I'm not just thinking about, okay, my clients are going to be able to raise their kids and send their kids to college and be able to afford like a nice house and buy their grocery and all that and travel nicely and whatever they want. But also their clients. It's just so cool because like there's always a ripple effect. Like their clients,
100%.
You know, their clients are also now no longer going to look in the mirror and hate their bodies, for example.
Yeah.
Or they're no longer going to be in relationships that are killing them. Like, it's like the ripple effect.
Yeah.
And I think it's so powerful.
I very much believe that if you can make an impact in your own life doing something, then you have an impact on the wider community. And then hopefully they have an impact on the wider community.
Exactly.
And then hopefully they have an impact on the
dominoes.
And it just, yeah. That, and that's what I'm hoping to achieve.
Mm.
Like, by producing this, I'm like, okay, because I'm ultimately the customer.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm experiencing the same things that other people are experiencing, and I'm doing this as though it was for myself in one sense.
Yeah.
But I'm just like one of many. I'm like, okay, well, if I can create this product where it's going to help those people, it's going to help the other people around them, you know, it's going to make them more healthy, it's going to create a better environment, better, you know, people are going to feel more cognitive and things like that, because, you know, alcohol is an inhibitor of things like that, and it's just all these different nuanced factors, but I'm just like pushing it out there and creating a positive wave, I guess.
And that is the difference between being a entrepreneur and someone who's
I've said that 1,000 times, 100%.
But it's like, you genuinely care about what you're doing.
Completely.
And so, okay, so let's just backtrack a little bit. So when you were bouncing from idea to idea to idea, how did that make you feel?
Frustrated as fuck. Like,
yeah.
I'm really upset. It's really downgrading, because you don't feel like... I think one of the things that we spoke about is that if you're not moving forward, you're moving backwards.
Mm.
And I genuinely feel that. And I was just in a constant cycle. It's like trying... just to use a fitness analogy, it's like trying to lose weight but going out on the weekend and eating loads of food. Like, you're just in this constant thing. Yeah. Nothing happens.
Yeah.
And I was just in that all the time, and it's so downgrading. You feel really pretty depressed, to be honest, about it, because you don't know, you want something so bad, but you don't know what you want.
Okay, so let's talk about that. I mean, yes and no. It makes sense to me in some ways, but in other ways, I can't personally fully grasp it, I must say, because I feel that I'm pretty headstrong.
Yeah.
pretty headstrong. But like, okay, so you want something, but you know what, I know. It's like when I get back after training and I'm hungry.
Yeah.
But I don't know what I want to eat.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but you were having it
you
in life.
You can't pinpoint it.
You can't pinpoint it, okay. I know exactly what you mean when it comes to food. But when it comes to life, I find it hard to grasp, you know? So can you try and explain it a bit for us?
For me, it was always like, okay, what do I really want? Okay, so you want money, but what do you actually want? Because money gives you choices and the opportunity to do other things. So for example, I'm really interested in philanthropy and making an impact.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that at the time.
Interesting.
Everything I wanted to do was like, okay, geared towards another goal. I just didn't know what that was.
You were being self-centered.
Yeah, like... Absolutely.
Interesting. Completely. So entrepreneurship really is just thinking about only yourself.
Yeah, completely. I didn't care about anyone else. I was like, I want to make money.
But maybe even you care about your family. You know, maybe you still want to build wealth for yourself and your family.
Yeah.
And you want other people to see you as like cool or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm just thinking, a lot of people want to start a business to get rich so that they can obviously provide for people around them as well.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's like you're only thinking about yourself, mainly just you, or your closest few.
Yeah.
I'd say probably. Because for some people it's probably different, who have kids and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, because they will obviously care more about, because you don't have kids or anything.
True. I also think I was approaching it from like a scarcity mindset as opposed to an abundance. And what I mean by that is I was trying to escape something. I was like, I need to be an entrepreneur.
Mm.
Like, I need to be an entrepreneur to escape, to build a success. That, like, I felt like that was the only way I could be successful.
There was a lot of pressure.
There was a lot of pressure. Whereas I think on your path, it was like, yeah, I can do this. I want to do this. This is my kind of like pathway. It's more like a destination rather than an escape.
Yes, okay. And also, I am going to do a full episode, like I mentioned, about the sort of truth about entrepreneurship, and also, is entrepreneurship really for you? We were thinking Tom might actually just interview me.
Yeah, if you want to see that, it'd be really cool.
Yeah, I think we should do it. So smash thumbs up if you're watching this on YouTube. 100%. But with that said, okay, so what you were just saying just then, it's like the difference between a path, what were you saying?
Yeah, a path, like a destination and an escape.
Mm.
So entrepreneurship, I've feel personally, when I was an entrepreneur, it was very much, okay, I have to do this because it's the only thing I can do. Like, it's the only reason for me to get out of where I am. It's the only feasible thing for me that I right. feel like I can make money
yeah, or so be successful. Scarcity.
Yeah, it was like I have to. It's almost like that. Once you're backed into a corner, you have to get out.
You just pick something.
That's how I felt.
Like, yeah,
I felt backed into a corner. It. That's why I was going to different things. Right. I felt backed into a corner. I was like, I did not know what the hell to do. Yeah. I just knew I had to do something, but I didn't know. There was no clarity. Mm. No clarity. It was all blurry, and I was like, okay, yeah. one thing to another to another. Now I have clarity, mm-hmm. I know what I want to do, I know where I want it to lead me, I know where I want it to take me, and I'm taking those steps. And this is why this one is stuck, and it's gonna happen.
So how did you find that clarity?
I think it was very much spending time with the right people, number one.
Talk to us about that, because you have just changed your life massively recently.
Yeah.
During your shift away from entrepreneurship into entrepreneurship, you've changed your circles
completely.
So how did you go about doing that? Because this is always one thing that I think I did, but I did it unintentionally.
Yeah.
And so whenever I listen to podcasts with people saying like, here's how to cut negative people out from your life, like I never am able to feel that the information that they provide is particularly useful.
Mm-hmm.
So let's give our listeners some really tangible steps here to what you've actually gone ahead and done.
First thing is taking responsibility for all the actions that you take.
Yes.
So a lot of people think, oh, they're holding me back. They're holding me back. No, you're allowing them to hold you back.
Yes.
You have the opportunity to change that. Mm. Like, it's not them, it's you. So you can make the decision. It's like, if there's something you don't like seeing on TV or Instagram or social media, don't follow it.
Yeah.
It's really that simple. So if you take responsibility and make those changes within your life, you can do that. So, for example, I live in a place called Milton Keynes, right?
Which, woo! Big up
MK. There's no one there. The circles are terrible. The people there just don't have the same kind of mindset. And for me, I just moved straight back to Bath early. There's a different community. It's not New York, it's not London, but it's a stepping stone for me.
Yeah.
And it's proved to be so influential, the type of people you meet. Because one of the most important things you'll ever hear is that you are a product of the people you spend your time with.
Mm.
They have the most influence over you ever.
Yeah.
Whether that's your, you know, romantic relationships, your friendships, your family, everything. And if they're having a negative effect on you, you don't have to stay in them regardless of who they are. You don't. You have the power. So take responsibility and just don't do it.
Yeah, I agree. I think one thing that people forget is that they need to take total ownership over their life, not just their day-to-day, but also their long-term thinking and their decisions in the moment. Because here's the thing, you can decide to go message that person back who won't stop messaging you, or you can decide to put your phone downstairs and actually just focus deep on your work. And when it comes to actually cutting people out of your life, I think that it's really hard because maybe you have memories, you have all the previous things and all that, but it's a sunk cost.
Yeah.
You know, it's happened, it's been and gone. That was in the past. Like, moving forward, you can have the same memories and the same fun times with people who are on your level who are also gonna lift you up and carry you forward, right? And so it can be hard to do. So I think, it's firstly like, take responsibility, take ownership of how you're spending your time and who you're spending your time with. Second thing is you need to identify whether these people are actually zapping you. They're like a dementor. I did a podcast episode on that. Or there's someone who gives you energy. How do you feel when you leave them? Do you feel energized? Do you feel inspired? If not, then maybe you want to spend a bit less time with them. And thirdly is just distancing yourself and having boundaries, not being afraid to say no. Again, I did a podcast episode all about saying no.
Boundaries are so important.
Yeah, you need to set those boundaries.
Yeah.
And again, I feel it's that like when you know what you're doing is gonna be making an impact on people's lives, when you're so committed to the vision, then you're willing to have boundaries and you're willing to say no to things that don't act in line with that vision. So that's what I would definitely say there.
Hmm.
So Tom, when it comes to your new company, your new vision, your new way of living, one thing that I think is really important is having core values.
Yes.
Okay, so for me, I have really three core values. They're freedom, fulfillment, and family, right? So when it comes to freedom, I want freedom in every sense. I want financial freedom, I want location freedom, I want everything. I just want to be able to do what I want when I want. Right? And that's really like my vision, you know, be able to work on the things that are meaningful and important to me. Because I know that if I have that freedom, like everything is just great, but at the same time, I want fulfillment. I want to know that what I'm doing is making an impact, mm-hmm. right? Because that is fulfilling to me and it's rewarding to me. I know for sure that even if I had total freedom, but I was bored all day, you know, it's not fulfilling. See what I mean? And then family for me is like community.
Yeah.
People I spend time with. So that's why everything that I do, for example, this podcast is a community. We have a Facebook group. If you type in Impact School and then click on groups on Facebook, you can join that group. That's really important to me.
Yeah.
And obviously then, you know, that's personal things as well. Like I wanna have like a solid like family unit.
Yeah.
And so for you, what are your core values, and did you have core values when you were a wantrepreneur?
It's a very good question. The answer is no, I didn't. I didn't have any.
None.
I do now. That's a really interesting question. I never thought about it like that. When I was a wantrepreneur, no core values, no real kind of thing to hold myself accountable.
Mm.
When you've got those core values, like everything is geared towards that kind of pathway.
Yeah, it's like a filter.
Yeah, absolutely, really. You filter through it.
Because like everything that you do has to operate within that. For example, like if someone is trying to book a meeting with me at 7 a.m, hell no, that's out of my boundaries.
Yeah.
Because I want freedom of time to do what I want in that time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't even let anyone book on my calendar. I have my assistant keep my calendar, and like she will make sure that, because I don't want people just like booking in randomly,
mm-hmm.
you know, like that for me is really important.
Mm.
It doesn't work in every business model, but for me, that's how I operate.
Yeah.
And it's like, I hold that even though sometimes I might lose out on opportunities.
Mm.
Because for me, the freedom is more important than the opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, for me, I've starting a tea company, I suppose. I've really played on the idea, but it really works. So honesty, community, and inclusivity. Like they're three things that for me that I've kind of followed as a mantra my whole life anyway.
Mm.
And putting them towards a business, into my, you know, enterprise, like that's so important to me.
Mm.
Community, I think, I mean, you've just said it as well, but that's so huge. Like, what is it, your pride is your tribe? What's that thing that you always used to say?
Oh, it's just like your tribe attracts your vibe.
Yeah,
your vibe attracts your tribe.
Your vibe attracts your tribe. Like, huge. Like, to have that community, that aspect of where, you know, we're crushing it together.
Yeah.
Like, that's important. The Facebook groups, the people who are involved with it, because you're a product of people you spend time with, but that's not just in your immediate people around you physically. That's everyone.
Every podcast you listen to, every person whose coaching program you join.
Like, if you're listening to this right now, positive steps.
Hell yeah.
Completely. If you're part of the Facebook group, positive steps. If you're part of the coaching, positive steps. Like, and you need to make sure you're doing those things. And when you're willing to put yourself out there and put yourself into those environments, you're just gonna thrive off it.
Yeah.
Because I just, when I was an entrepreneur, wasn't willing to do so. I wasn't willing to go to those networking events. It was like, it's money to go to networking events. I just wasn't investing to do it. I just wasn't willing. But I would go on a night out.
Wow.
Quite happily. You know, on a Saturday night at uni. And now it's like, I've just paid to go to like loads of events to meet the right people, to build that community. And networking, the word has like negative connotations, just building relationships with people who are like-minded.
Yeah.
Like,
it's honestly, the biggest opportunities that I've had have just been through networking. Example, right? You know, you were saying about how you have to put yourself in the right environment.
Mm.
Oh my goodness me, craziest thing happened. So I was in the airport lounge, right? Because I decided, I made a commitment to myself, I'm only going to fly first, right?
Which is awesome.
And so I was in the airport lounge and I was recording one of those YouTube ads that I was talking about. This was literally just a couple weeks ago when I was coming back from New York. And so I was sat in JFK with my camera, just like in front of me, whatever. And this man, like who's 55, 60 or so, maybe between 50 and 60, you know, same age as my dad, basically, is looking at me like, and so I'm looking at him back, like, stop mm-hmm. staring at me, like weirdo, or whatever. Anyways, then he comes up to me and he was like, hey, are you a vlogger? And I was like,
really? That's crazy.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I make YouTube videos, but I'm not doing that right now. Anyway, we got chatting. Turns out there's this massive company called like Gartner or something.
Okay.
Huge company, huge like IT surveying company, something like that. But anyway, he basically heads up the department for events and they do loads of speaking events. And so now he's talking to his team to have me come and do speaking events with them.
Amazing.
And it was just because, you know, we had a conversation. Now, at first, I had my guard up. I had my barriers up. Because in the past, I've been so conditioned to have my barriers up. Mm-hmm. Because people have judged me so much in the past for what I do.
Yeah.
So naturally, I was like, why is he staring at me? Like, what a weirdo. But really, it was because he was intrigued about what I was doing.
Yeah.
And so I think it's just fundamental to realize that, like, just start a conversation with people.
The fear, I mean, like, the fear of being judged will hold you back. No end.
Yes, more especially when you're an entrepreneur. Because you don't, you don't have the commitment to the vision.
Mm-hmm. Completely.
For me, like, for example, when we came to uni for the first year, I was the only one really who was doing anything different.
Yeah.
Like, and so everyone would always be like staring at me as I was walking around campus and things like that, like chanting like Lauren, like,
I know.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
And it was weird, don't get me wrong, but if I wasn't so committed to the vision, I would have stopped and I would have shied away from it.
I mean, that's what I did before. Like, no one will know, but I did YouTube.
Yeah.
And I stopped because I just didn't really care.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No vision towards it. It was just, okay, let's see if I can do something. Didn't work, so I stopped.
And did you have imposter syndrome?
Yeah.
So talk to me about that.
So I don't know if any of you guys, I mean, I'm sure you do, know what imposter syndrome is. It's where you don't feel like you have adequate enough
credibility,
competency, skills, knowledge, anything to do what you can do. And the simple answer is no one does when they start.
Yeah.
That's why you learn and you develop and you grow and you spend time in the right environments to learn from the right people.
Yeah, exactly.
You put yourself out there and asking the questions, starting those conversations. Like, I was telling Lauren, like, yesterday, I have a part-time job at the moment to supplement this business, right? And I just happened to get talking to a customer. Turns out she's starting her own company. She's just managed to receive £1 million of funding. And we're in contact now. Like, just from starting a conversation, like, really casually. And imposter syndrome, it's like the devil in one sense.
Yeah.
Because it will hold you back. And you think, like, do you know what? Everyone has it. When you start school, when you go to uni, like, everyone has it. No one is that knowledgeable. And the thing is, if you're in a room, you've heard it a million times, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room.
100%, yeah.
You know, put yourself in situations which make you feel uncomfortable, because that's where you grow.
Exactly.
And you hear all the cliches, and they might sound a bit corny, but the cliches stick around because they're true.
Yeah. So when it comes to imposter syndrome, one thing that I really like to look at is the confidence, competency sort of loop, and then also the fact that confidence comes with success, right? So as you get more competent, aka as you get better at the thing that you do, you then obviously get more confident because you know that you can get people better results. And as you get more confident, then it starts to make you actually put in the action. So then as you're putting in the action, obviously that's gonna get you an outcome, right? And as you're getting more outcomes, then you're gonna be getting more success, and with success comes confidence. So it's a big old loop, and that's why it's so important to not ever let imposter syndrome hold you back, because otherwise you're never gonna have any of those ripple effects.
Yeah, just keep going.
Yeah, just keep doing the damn thing. Okay, so I think that this has been a pretty good episode so far.
It's been awesome.
Now, would you like to share a bit more about your new drinks company? Or are you keeping it more? You know what? I'm gonna tell everyone to go follow you on LinkedIn, because I'm forcing Tom to start posts on LinkedIn.
Yeah, there's gonna be some really banging content coming your way.
Yeah, really, so LinkedIn for more information. Can we tell them the name of the company or not?
Yeah, we can call it. I've got it. It's all patented. It's all good.
Perfect.
Rebel Tea.
Rebel Tea. Because tell them the meaning behind it. I love it.
So of course, drinking culture is huge. Alcohol drinking culture is huge for young people and
old people.
And old people. And to not drink, funnily enough, is seen as weird.
Weirdo!
And it's something that you and I have both experienced a lot. Going on nights out, not drinking. What? Why aren't you drinking? That's just so weird. Why aren't you drinking? And I'm just switching it on its head. The rebellion of not drinking, or rather doing whatever the hell you want to do. Just going against the grain of societal norms in any sense. That doesn't have to be just with alcohol, but just people who are changing the game, disrupting industries, disrupting movements, creating positive changes everywhere and anywhere. So the can is 100% recyclable. It's all about rebellion and just going against everything that you thought was normal.
And going against the crappy fizzy drinks that
Crappy fizzy drinks, like, just really just switching up and making this disruption within the industry as well. Like, I'm aiming high, you know, like, big time. And I just ask you to join the rebellion.
Hell yeah! Yeah, it's amazing. No, for sure. Go follow Tom. I'm gonna obviously leave your LinkedIn links in the show notes, but Tom Pabani, which is your name Thomas or Tom?
Thomas, yeah, I know.
Are you gonna change it to Tom?
I'll change it.
Yeah, so T-O-M, I'm gonna make him do it right now because we're recording this on the day this goes live. So T-O-M-P-A-B-A-N-I.
She got it, yeah.
It's nice. A good surname as well, you know, as you become a successful entrepreneur because it's memorable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pabani.
No one else is gonna know.
Pabani. So yeah, with that said, go follow him. If you're someone who wants to start your online coaching business, remember that in order to avoid the three biggest mistakes that we didn't even talk about any of them really on this episode today, to avoid the three biggest mistakes that new online coaches make, go to newonlinecoach.com/workshop. This is relevant whether you want to be a coach or consultant. We help people start and scale online coaching consulting companies, okay? So newonlinecoach.com/workshop. We will see you there. And one final thing to do that is always really valuable is have a conversation with one of your friends about what we've talked about here. You know, one of your fellow friends, one of your fellow entrepreneurs, because I feel that when you have a conversation about it, it ferments it in your brain and it will get you thinking, you know? Get talking to people about what your values are. We've spoken about community loads here. Let's start a conversation on LinkedIn and I'll get something up there. I just wanna hear from you, you know? And I would love it if you could just tag me and share what you learned. How cool would it be if you could then make a post on social saying, I realize that my 2 to 4 core values are, and then put whatever they are, you know, freedom, fulfillment, family, whatever it happens to be, yours were community.
Honesty.
Inclusivity
and yeah. Honesty.
Right, whatever yours are, share them and say, these are my core values. Thank you so much. And then tag both of us, at Lauren Tickner, at Tom Pabani. And you can just tell people that you heard it on this podcast. Sharing is caring and that abundance mindset is gonna get you far. So thank you so much for tuning in today. We will see you in the next one.
See you in the next one, guys.
Really good one coming next.